Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what are REITs and how do you invest in them? Hey, but before we get started, I always like to touch base with you guys and just hope you're doing well. I want to encourage you to just keep moving forward, even if it isn't the greatest market to buy in right now because prices are so inflated. Hopefully you can just be using the time to, you know, just to bone up on your skills. And maybe it's analyzing markets. Maybe it's putting together, an analysis, just practice looking at properties and analyzing properties. And there's other things you could be doing too during this time. So I'm trying to purposely bring you some shows that will give you some tools and things that you can use, especially during this time when you may not be as actively investing. Okay, well, let's jump into our tip of the week. How to invest in real estate for $1. That's right. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but the real estate investment platform Ground Floor, whom we had actually featured their CEO, Brian Daly, on our show before, and they have a great product, and they allow people to invest in real estate. It used to be just for a minimum of $10, but now with this new product, which they kind of refer to as Save Vesting, allows you to actually have like a savings account where you can invest as little as a dollar and still earn rates of 4-6%. So I think the banks are going to be kind of concerned about this one and watching it very carefully because they had a beta test and did really well. Those folks that participated were really happy with the product. So check it out. There'll be a link in our show notes that you can check this out. Let's look at our topic for the day. What are REITs and how do you invest in them? Now, a REIT, REIT, okay, stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. And we've talked about REITs quite a bit on our show, but I just wanted to dig a little deeper and at least give you some tools and some information that will allow you to dig deeper if this is an area of investment that might be of interest to you. Congress created REITs in 1960 to provide all investors, especially small investors, with an opportunity to invest in commercial real estate. Otherwise, it would be really tough to invest in commercial real estate because a lot of times you have to be an accredited investor. REITs combine the best features of real estate and stock investment. And today's show is really going to just give you an overview where you'll be able to look at REITs, including the types of REITs, pros and cons, how to invest in REITs, and what qualifies a company as a REIT. So let's start with the types of REITs first. There are several types of REITs. I'm going to sort of classify them by access, okay? First, there's the publicly traded REIT. That's probably the most popular. It's listed on major stock exchanges like the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Anyone with a brokerage account can invest in a publicly traded REIT. Publicly traded REITs must register with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and provide audited financial reports. Then there's the public non-traded REITs. They're also open to all investors, but don't trade on stock exchanges. Investors can purchase public non-traded REITs through their financial advisor or on online portals such as real estate crowdfunding portals. Kind of like Ground Floor, you know, that are dealing with other types of investments. And public non-traded REITs also must register with the SEC and provide audited financial information. And then finally, there's private non-traded REITs, which aren't available to the public. They usually only are open to high-income earners or high-net-worth individuals. Private non-traded REITs are exempt from SEC registration. Within those REIT types, there are subcategories of asset type. There are equity REITs, own and operate income-producing real estate. There are mortgage REITs, or MREITs, which provide financing for real estate by purchasing or originating mortgage and mortgage-backed securities and earning income from the interest on these investments. Then there's hybrid REITs, and they invest in a combination of income-producing real estate and real estate-backed loans. So those are some of the subcategories of asset types. Now let's look at the actual REIT types that are available for you to invest in. And this, I think, is important because you may have a specific area that really appeals to you, and this gives you an opportunity to invest in that without having to necessarily be an LP or be an accredited investor and invest in a syndication, okay? First one is office REITs. They own and manage office real estate such as skyscrapers and office parks. Many office REITs focus on specific regions like New York City or West Coast, or they may focus on a specific type of office building, maybe a technology company building or government agencies or biotech. Then there's industrial REITs, and we've talked a lot about industrial recently. This is a hot area right now, especially with the shifts in retail. These are warehouses, distribution centers, light manufacturing, or cold storage. Most industrial REITs focus on a specific industrial property type or region. Then there's retail REITs, own and manage retail real estate with regional malls, shopping centers, or freestanding retail buildings. Most retail REITs will focus on a specific property type, such as grocery anchored shopping centers or freestanding retail properties, triple net lease to essential retailers like convenience stores and pharmacies. So they range, but it's all retail focused. There's also lodging resort REITs that own hotels and resorts managed by third party hotel brand. They rent space in these properties to guests, of course, on a nightly basis. Then there's residential REITs. They own and manage residential real estate such as apartment communities, single family homes, manufactured home parks or mobile home parks. The residential REITs focus on a specific property type generally. So it gets a sub of a sub there. Timberland REITs own and manage timberland. They specialize in harvesting and selling timber. Some timberland REITs also own wood products, manufacturing facilities, and sell portions of their real estate for higher and better uses like a housing development. Then there are healthcare REITs that own and manage healthcare-related real estate, such as senior living facilities. I think we've talked about this as well. Hospitals, medical office buildings, and skilled nursing facilities. Then there are storage, self-storage REITs that, of course, own and manage self-storage facilities that they rent out. And then there's infrastructure REITs that own and manage infrastructure such as fiber cables, telecommunications towers, and energy pipelines. They lease capacity on these this infrastructure to mobile carriers or energy companies. Then there's also data center REITs that own and manage data storage facilities. They lease space in these facilities to technology companies to house servers and other equipment. These REITs are also provide an uninterruptible power supply, a regulated temperature, and physical security. So that one is a probably a pretty hot one right now, especially with the just the expanse of technology that's happening right now. Then there's diversified REITs. They own and manage diversified portfolios of commercial real estate. For example, they might have a portfolio of office properties and industrial real estate. Some diversified REITs focus on specific markets, owning a mixture of residential, retail, and office properties in one city. And then finally, there's specialty REITs that own and manage unique properties such as movie theaters, casinos, farmland, outdoor advertising, or ground leases. So now that we've covered the major types of REITs, let's take a look at some pros and cons. Some of the pros or the benefits of REITs are that they usually pay above average dividend yields compared to other stocks. They also offer diversification from the stock market. REITs don't pay federal corporate income tax, shielding investors from double taxation. They offer attractive total return potential. For example, stock price appreciation plus dividend income. They're publicly traded, so they offer greater liquidity compared to owning real estate itself. So sometimes if you're in a syndication, you can't necessarily pull out your money. If you're actually an owner operator, you can't do the same. So it does allow you to get your funds out easier. It's also public REITs are highly transparent, including providing audited financial statements. There's also lower cost compared to buying commercial real estate outright, obviously. So those are some of the positives. Some of the not so positive stuff, the cons here, or the drawbacks, are that there are higher tax liabilities because REITs pay non-qualified dividends. Because of that, REITs are often best held in a tax-advantaged account, such as an IRA or self-directed type account. They have sensitivity to changes in interest rates, which can throw you off. And right now, you've had pretty stable rates, but if things start to shift a little bit, they may not be such a great place to be. Property-specific risks such as tenant move-outs, industry headwinds, and technological disruption. So things that might affect a particular industry, definitely you'd be prone to whatever that happens. If there's a major decline in oil, for example, and you happen to be in that type of REIT or an industry that gets hit in one particular way or another, you'd be prone to the whatever would happen there. And then the risk of using too much debt also can be a drawback. Finally, let's just kind of take a look at then how to invest in REITs. Now, investors have many ways to invest in REITs. They can buy shares of publicly traded REITs through their brokerage account. An investor could purchase a diversified REIT or invest in several different REITs to build a diversified portfolio. Another way to invest broadly across the REIT sector is to buy a mutual fund or exchange-traded fund, an ETF, focused on REITs. Finally, you can invest in public non-traded REITs through a financial advisor or a real estate crowdfunding portal, which we mentioned a little bit earlier. How does a company qualify as a REIT? Companies must meet specific criteria to qualify, which receive special tax treatment so they don't pay corporate income tax. These qualifications include REITs must pay out at least 90% of their taxable income to shareholders as dividends each year. And that's a real positive in that you know you're going to get a payout there because it's required. Many REITs will pay out more than 100% of their taxable income because their cash flow, measured by funds from operation, FFO, is often higher than income due to depreciation. So there can be an added bonus there. The company has to be an entity that would be taxable as a corporation. A board of directors or trustees must manage them. They must have fully transferable shares, have a minimum of 100 shareholders after its first year as a REIT, have no more than 50% of its shares held by five or fewer people during the last half of its taxable year. They must invest at least 75% of total assets in real estate assets or cash, get at least 75% of its gross income from real estate related sources, including rents from real property, interest on mortgages, financing real property, and the sales of real estate. A REIT must get at least 95% of its overall gross income from those real estate sources and dividends or interest from any source. In other words, 75% of its gross income must come from real estate and only 5% can come from sources other than real estate, dividends, and interest income. And finally, the company has to have no more than 25% of its assets in non-qualifying securities or stock in a taxable REIT subsidiary. So REITs can be a good investment for people that want a passive income source that will pay them higher dividends. I think sometimes you can get a little better return in a syndication, but sometimes you can get pretty comparable in a REIT. Congress created REITs so that anyone could own income-producing real estate, and because of that, they've become a great way to earn dividend income. In their diversification benefits and historical returns, REITs can be an excellent investment option. So I hope that gives you a good overview, and I hope it'll allow you also to dig a little bit deeper if you think that might be part of your investment portfolio or maybe the mix of your real estate portfolio. Well, that's it for today. Please note, everything discussed here will be outlined in detail in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, What Are REITs and How Do You Invest in Them? Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.